Welcome to Capitella Finance Corp's earnings release podcast for the second quarter of 2017. My name is Steve Arnold, Chief Financial Officer of the company. Earlier today, the company issued a press release with details of its quarterly financial and operating results. In addition, the company filed its quarterly report on Form 10-Q for the quarter ending June 30, 2017. The company will host a conference call at 8:30 a.m. on August 8, 2017, to briefly review second quarter operating results and to address questions from participants. In addition, you may access a live webcast of the conference call by visiting our website at www.capitellagroup.com. Please remember that the safe harbor disclosures that apply to our conference call also apply to this podcast. During the second quarter of 2017, total investment income was $12.4 million, a $4.6 million decrease from the same period in 2016. Interest, fee, and PIK income collectively were $4.2 million lower in the second quarter of 2017 compared to 2016. During the second quarter of 2017, the company reversed $0.8 million of previously accrued interest and did not accrue $2.9 million of current period interest related to non-accrual loans, compared to $1.1 million for the same period in 2016. Dividend income was $0.5 million lower in the second quarter of 2017 compared to 2016, related to the wind down of Capitella Senior Liquid Loan Fund in the fourth quarter of 2016. Total expenses for the second quarter of 2017 were $11.7 million compared to $9.6 million in 2016. During the second quarter of 2017, the company recorded a $2.7 million non-cash loss on extinguishment of debt related to the remaining deferred financing charges on the 7 1/8 fixed-rate notes that were redeemed during the period. Interest and financing charges increased by $0.5 million, management fees decreased by $0.2 million, and incentive fees, net of the waiver, decreased by $0.9 million. Interest and financing fees for the second quarter of 2017 included $0.6 million of interest on the redeemed 7 1/8 baby bonds during the notice period, while both the baby bonds and convertible notes that were issued during the second quarter of 2017 were outstanding. Net investment income totaled $0.7 million, or 4 cents per share, for the second quarter of 2017, compared to $7.4 million, or 47 cents per share, for the same period last year. Net realized gains totaled $4.7 million, or 29 cents per share, for the second quarter of 2017, compared to net losses of $5.6 million for the same period in 2016. During the second quarter of 2017, the company realized a $4.5 million gain related to MJC Holdings, LLC. Net unrealized depreciation for the second quarter of 2017, including the written call option depreciation, was $10.9 million, compared to appreciation of $5.4 million the previous year. During the second quarter of 2017, net unrealized depreciation included $4.7 million related to realized gains, while the remainder of the portfolio depreciated collectively by $6.2 million. The net decrease in net assets resulting from operations during the second quarter of 2017 totaled $5.5 million, or 35 cents per share, as compared to a net increase of $7.3 million, or 46 cents per share for the same period last year. Total net assets of $238.0 million at June 30, 2017 equate to $14.97 per share compared to $15.79 per share at December 31, 2016. From a liquidity standpoint, we have cash and cash equivalents of $76.9 million at June 30, 2017. Compared to $36.3 million at December 31, 2016. In addition, the company has SBA debentures outstanding totaling $170.7 million with an annual weighted average interest rate of 3.29%, $75.0 million of fixed-rate notes bearing an interest rate of 6.0%, and $52.1 million of convertible notes bearing an interest rate of 5.75%. The company has $30 million drawn and $84.5 million available under its senior secured revolving credit facility and a regulatory leverage ratio of 0.66 at quarter end. Subsequent to quarter end and resulting from repayments on the last day of the second quarter, the company repaid $20 million on its senior secured line of credit, The company's liquidity position provides flexibility to pursue directly originated investment opportunities while maintaining an appropriate cash reserve to equitize an additional SBIC license and to fund ongoing obligations of the company, including distribution payments. At June 30, 2017, the company's future net investment income is well positioned to capitalize from an increase in short-term interest rates. Please see our quarterly report on Form 10-Q for detailed information on the company's interest rate sensitivity. Investment activity during the second quarter of 2017 consisted of five add-on investments totaling $6.5 million. Repayments during the second quarter of 2017 totaled $49.3 million and included $15 million for Community Choice Financial Incorporated and $9.5 million for Construction Partners Incorporated, both on the last day of the quarter. Additional repayments included $15 million for Nelson and Bainbridge LLC and $5.5 million for MJC Holdings LLC, generating a realized gain of $4.5 million. Our direct origination platform continues to generate quality opportunities for review by our investment committee. The company has significant liquidity to be active investors in the lower middle market for the right risk-adjusted yields. We do remain cautious from an underwriting standpoint, as we are unwilling to chase for yield. At the end of the second quarter, the Capitala portfolio consisted of 46 companies with a fair value of $487 million. At a cost basis of $473.8 million. First lien secured debt investments represented 45.5% of the portfolio. Second lien debt was 8.4%, subordinated debt 24.4%, and equity warrant value of 21.7%. On a cost basis, equity investments comprised 11.1% of the portfolio. The total weighted average yield, exclusive of the impact of our non-accrual debt investments, remained at 13.2%. During the second quarter of 2017, we added three investments to non-accrual status: Print Direction Incorporated, Cedar Electronics Holding Corporation, and Kelly's Transport Service LLC. At June 30, 2017, we have six investments on non-accrual status with a fair value and cost basis of $50.7 million and $85.3 million, respectively. On a cost basis, 61.8% of the non-accrual balances are first lien debt, with the remainder being subordinated debt. Management has allocated additional resources in the portfolio group to address this elevated level of non-accrual investments. Looking ahead, management and the board of directors are focused on growing NAV per share and generating a return on equity that exceeds our distributions. Specifically, we will work diligently to reduce the level of non-performing assets and anticipate additional equity monetizations over the coming quarters, providing realized capital gains and liquidity to fund new investments. We continue to review investment opportunities in the lower middle market, primarily first lien and or unitranche structures, providing us with proper risk-adjusted pricing. Please visit the Investor Relations section of our website for our investor update for the second quarter of 2017. As always, please do not hesitate to contact us with any questions you may have. Thank you for your investment and interest in Capitala Finance Corp. This concludes our second quarter podcast.